You probably noticed that people's Christmas lights appeared extra early this year. No doubt a lot of people couldn't wait to just chase away the doom and the gloom of COVID by lighting up their homes and their yards well ahead of the usual decorating season. In my front yard, I have a 14-foot high fir tree that I've pruned each year into a nice Christmas tree shape. And each year, around mid-December, my neighbor Dave runs an extension from his house to my fir tree, and he lights the whole thing up for the enjoyment of our whole cul-de-sac. But this year, he already had it all set up by December 1st. You know, the neighbors in my cul-de-sac may not be Christians, but they find cheer and hope in seeing those Christmas lights go up, and especially this year. You know, light is a sign and a symbol of hope. You know, a person who's lost in the forest overnight is overjoyed to see the lights of a search party coming along. Someone who's adrift on a life raft at night is too happy to see the lights of a ship drawing near. Whenever we're surrounded by unwanted darkness, we're glad to see light because light brings hope. And we really do live in a dark world, you know, a world that's engulfed in spiritual darkness. And people are groping and stumbling about and trying to find their way, often without hope. But in the midst of that darkness, the Lord of light, Jesus Christ, says, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." John 12:46. And in John 8:12, it says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" And John uses that word light over 20 times in his gospel to describe Jesus and his mission on earth. So what does it mean for us that Jesus is the light? Well, let's look at a few characteristics of light, just to help us see how the light of Jesus Christ brings hope to us today. Now, the first thing you notice about light is it gets your attention. You know, when you see flashing lights on the highway, it immediately draws your attention, especially if it's in your rearview mirror. And when a spotlight is shone on a darkened stage, our eyes are drawn to whoever it shines on. It grabs your attention. Now, my brother-in-law, a number of years ago, came home late one night, just days before his mother passed away unexpectedly, and he saw a spectacular light in the sky. It was the Northern Lights, but he said it looked exactly like a huge angel flying over the earth, and it really got his attention. And he said that that light also gave him a comforting sense of hope through the difficult days that followed in the passing of his mom. Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And that's a prophecy about the coming of Christ that was given 700 years before his birth. But the birth of Jesus Christ itself was a pretty obscure event. You know, he was born of peasant parents many miles away from his hometown, born in the darkness of a stable in an insignificant little Judean village. No newspapers or telephones, no Facebook to spread the news of his birth. So who was even going to notice such an inconspicuous event? Well, God saw to it that the attention of certain people was drawn to Jesus' birth. Luke's gospel tells us that shepherds were in the fields near Bethlehem, watching their sheep at night, and when suddenly this angel appeared and God's glory shone around them. And the brightness of that angel totally captured the attention of the shepherds. It says they were terrified, but the angel reassured them and said, "I bring good news that'll bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem." And before those shepherds hurried off to see this Savior child, Luke says the angel was joined by a vast host of others, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now that would get your attention. Afterward, those very shepherds became the announcers of Jesus' birth, telling everyone what had happened. And it says, all who heard were amazed. So in a dark little village, the light of Jesus was beginning to shine, beginning to draw the attention of the world. And then when Jesus grew up, he became a center of attention. Huge crowds followed him, and his whole life became a light that attracted attention. And it still does today. You know, some people might get turned off by religion and stuff, but there's something about Jesus that still grabs the attention of the world. He is an irresistible light. And our task as his people is to reflect his light in our lives. Now, another thing that we notice about light is that it guides our direction. One winter, Kim and I drove up to Kelowna in snow and darkness in the nighttime. But if it wasn't for the light of those little lane reflectors embedded in the roadway that show where the road is, we wouldn't have made it that night. We would have got lost. We would have ended up off the road. And those light reflectors kept us from driving off in the wrong direction. Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light. And when he was born in Bethlehem, Matthew tells us that a special kind of star appeared in the sky. And it grabbed the attention of those wise men, the magi, those men who were not Jews, but they were God seekers. And they understood that bright star to mean that a special and long-awaited king was to be born. The light from that star was what guided them on the journey to their destination, just like those little lights guided us on our journey. Now, Matthew 2 says that star went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And they were overjoyed when they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Jesus came into the world to give direction to our lives. And as Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, prophesies about Jesus in Luke 1, saying, he will give light to those living in darkness and in the shadow of death and guide us into the path of peace. So it's good to know that when we have a decision to make in life, we don't have to do it alone. We have someone to guide us. Jesus gives us his word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we don't have to stumble around in the darkness. Jesus says in John 12:36, believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. Now, the third thing about light is that it drives out darkness. It doesn't matter how deep that darkness is, the light is more powerful. I once had to crawl into a cave to look for a lost wallet. And I'd forgotten to bring a flashlight, and I'd used up all my matches that I used earlier in the cave, and so I had to climb back into that cave with no light at all, feeling my way on hands and knees in pitch blackness. And it was an unnerving feeling to feel my way along in a complete and total darkness. But my hand eventually found my wallet at the very back of the cave. But what a difference having even the smallest little light would have made. The darkness would have been driven back, and what was lost would have been easily found. Light drives out darkness. Now, when Jesus was born, he came into a spiritually dark world. In fact, no sooner was he born than darkness tried to extinguish him. Matthew 2 tells us that when King Herod heard that a new king was born in Bethlehem, he felt threatened. And so he deceived those wise men, saying, go and search for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so I can go and worship him too. Right. Well, after they found the child there in Bethlehem, God warned the wise men not to go back to Herod, and so they returned by another route. And when Herod realized that he was outwitted, he was furious, and he ordered that all the boy babies in Bethlehem should be killed. But God told Joseph in a dream to take Jesus to the safety of Egypt. And that was a dark, dark time, about as dark as it can get. But the light of Jesus continued to shine. Herod, the king of darkness, died soon after that, but the infant Jesus lived because light is more powerful than darkness. And Jesus came as a light into the world. Well, there's one other thing that we notice about light. It reveals reality. You know, one of the reasons that lovers like to dine by candlelight is that the dim light of the candle, in that light, they look better. You know, flaws and wrinkles are not so noticeable. Darkness conceals reality, but light reveals it. So just days after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph took him up to the temple. And there that godly old man, Simeon, took Jesus in his arms and prophesied over him, saying, "He is a light to reveal God to all nations." Jesus was going to be the light to show the world what God and truth and mankind are all about. But there are some who don't want the light of Jesus Christ. If they're concealing something, they don't want it to be exposed. But in Job 12:22, it says that God reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. And this is why many reject Christ, because he reveals the truth. But you know, once you walk in the light and experience the reality of Jesus Christ in your life, you'll never be content to stay in darkness. In the light of Jesus, we see reality. We see that we have fallen short of what God intended us to be. But we also see that God loved us anyway. And he came down to us in the form of Jesus Christ, was born of a Virgin Mary, lived a perfect life, died on a cross, rose from the dead, showing us that he really is God. So the reality is, we can't make it on our own. There's no hope in a dark world apart from the light of Jesus Christ, who came to draw us to himself, to guide us in the way, to lighten our darkness, and to reveal his truth. A painter once painted a picture of a dark and bleak winter scene. Storm clouds swept low across the sky, and the ground was frozen and covered with ice and snow. And in the middle of the picture was a small log cabin. But it looked dead and empty and hopeless. But with one small stroke of his brush, the painter dramatically transformed that picture. He took the tip of his brush, dipped it in some gold paint, and touched one window of the cabin. And that golden glow from the cabin window transformed the whole picture. Transformed it from coldness to warmth, from gloom to gladness, an invitation to come in, from a picture of death to life, from darkness to light. So when you go out and you see all those Christmas lights this Christmas, remember that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. I've come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness, but will have the light of life." Amen.